Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Morning Mash here on the Jaybird Watching Gamecast. So, everybody, what a rough night. It started off with great promise as the Toronto Blue Jays actually were ahead with a great start from somebody that has been having a rather rough outing of late. Finally got on the board with a Teoscar Hernandez home run in the sixth after the Blue Jays and the Yankees traded zeros. That was the first run of the ball game, and Teoscar Hernandez laced this home run over the left field wall for his ninth of the season. It was just a beautiful swing, great pop, and it got the Blue Jays going. The catch would be that Marco Estrada would start the seventh, but after six innings of incredible work, he was lifted for San Juan Oh, who promptly loaded the bases and gave up a grand slam to Yankee phenom rookie Miguel Andujar. So in the midst of that, now the Blue Jays were trailing 4-1. CC Sabathia and the Yankees pen was doing a great job of holding down the Blue Jays hitters. And Kevin Pillar would get a little bit for the Blue Jays back, but on another home run, this blast was just another solid piece of hitting from Kevin Pillar, who has had a great season at the dish and looked very, very good, obviously. But the home run was his fifth of the season and got the Blue Jays still within striking distance. At the time of the home run, they were now drafted. The Yankees were looking to pull out more offense in the inning, and Aaron Hicks hit a home run. And that was just kind of like the cherry on top for the New York Yankees as they run away with this one a little bit. That home run came off of Aaron Loop, who up until this point had been having a pretty good season. Over the last couple weeks, he's going to be a genie. Miguel, so that was a very good shot. If they want to get back into the rest of the series, they're going to have to get to these Yankees hitters. So, let's jump down to the farm where there was plenty of news as well. The Buffalo Bisons lost in extra innings on a walk-off fashion to the Toledo Mudhens. The Bisons had been on a pretty good roll of late. They're now 26-23 on the season. The Toledo Mudhens have been rather solid with a 36-20 record. So, the Bisons had plenty of hits in this one. 7 hits for 7 runs, which included a plethora of doubles. Dwight Smith Jr., Danny Jansen, Roddy Tellez, and Roman Fields all collected doubles. And Dwight Smith Jr. went 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs. It's just a great showing from him. And that was due to, like I said, the double that scored scored all 3 runs. I take that back. The bases loaded double scored Darnell Sweeney, Roman Fields, and Tim Lopes. Danny Jansen would follow, actually, that with another double that drove in Dwight Smith Jr. And then the inning in that massive scoring of the top of the second, where the Bison scored 6 runs, was capped off by a Jason Leblebijan single that scored Danny Jansen. And that was pretty much the main part of the scoring for the Buffalo Bisons. They would pour one more on in the third inning with Gifton Gope with a sacrifice fly to score Roddy Tellez, but not quite enough as this went into the 10th inning, and where the Toledo Mudhens finally got that last run to seal the deal. Taylor Girardi pitched pretty well for 3 2/3, but he labored 4 earned runs, 6 runs total while he was on the hill, 7 hits and a home run allowed. It was really just after a good start in the first inning, he kind of just had to slowly bleed out some runs. And yeah, that's 6 runs over that time frame was a little rough, but his defense did let him down on a couple of key points. Luis Santos would follow with 2 1/3, had an earned run as well. Connor Fisk was dominant in relief. 3 innings, only allowed 1 hit, and struck out 4 with no walks. Very good showing from Connor Fisk. And then Al Albuquerque would unfortunately allow the walk-off run in the 10th inning. So, that's the Buffalo Bisons for you yesterday. So, down to the farm where we have the reigning MVP of the month of the Eastern Coast League. And after missing a couple games, including the one that I was at, the doubleheader on Sunday, and having the day off yesterday, Vlad Jr. is back in the lineup and went 0 for 4, but he was able to sacrifice home a run. And that was his 55th RBI of this young season. Top of the order here, Jonathan Davis went 2 for 5 with 2 runs scored. Bo Bichette, 2 for 3. And Harold Ramirez has been very quietly having a solid season for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, as he went 3 for 4 RBI. And every night we go to, he had an RBI. And the Fisher Cats would end up getting destroyed 1-3. It's not enough to amount to much. The Fisher Cats went 12th with runners in scoring position. Just went 3 the last runs through the, and it just kind of spun out of control for him while he's on the mound, especially in the second inning where the Arkansas Rubber Duckies ran away with 3 runs, and then they scored 4 in the fifth inning. Kirby's and that was really, like I said, the, you know, just the silver winner as far as how bad this team had to start. And so players back in the lineup and hitting again. So I think we got some good news. Start break is kind of what I get out of competition. And if that's so, that's fine by me. I honestly think that seeing some major league ready breaking stuff in the AAA level can only help him develop as a player. And I honestly would rather see him get challenged in AAA rather than getting challenged right off the bat in the major leagues. But if he destroys hitters in the International League with the Buffalo Bisons, then I think you have to, it's got, you know, sure, get off the pot time. He has to go to the major leagues if that is what happens. And I don't think that's a, I don't want to see this small sample size, but I will, I'm going to call right now that he's going to be a September call-up. But we'll see shortly, I'm sure. So, moving right along, the Dunedin Blue Jays won another game. That's 2 in a row for them. It was a 1-4-1 over the Charlotte Knights. And it was just a good showing all around for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Loaded the wrong game. And I'm sorry, I was reading the wrong box score. I knew they won, but it was 9-5. I thought that sounded a little funny. So the Dunedin Blue Jays really ran away with this one in the ninth inning and just really poured it on. Taylor Cicito would pick up his 4th win of the season through 6 2/3. He allowed just 2 earned runs on 6 hits, and it was just a beautiful start for him. But he's been one of the better pitchers for the Dunedin Blue Jays, and he got rocked in a couple of outings, but his ERA is at 4.02 at the moment, and it's only been trending in the right direction. So, on offense, Riley Adams with a monster match as far as he hits a home run here. The grand slam would put, really get this offense going in the fourth inning, and it was just a beautiful shot here on the video if you get a chance to see it. And I'll try putting that up on the Twitter account as well, but great showing from Riley Adams with the home run, the grand slam. And this offense was just really on yesterday with 14 hits. Joshua Palacios went 3 for 5. Casey Clemens, Ivan Castillo, DJ Davis, and Jesse Orozco had a pair of hits each. And Orozco also had two RBIs and a run scored, along with same thing for Joshua Palacios. So, great showing on offense for the Dunedin Blue Jays as they wrap this one up with another win against the Charlotte. Moving down to Lansing, where there is definitely all good things going on as they took out the first place main competition in the Bowling Green Hot Rods to improve their record to 37-21 after a 6-4 win. And it was a good win for the Lansing Lugnuts as the offense continues to crank. The Lugnuts have been known for just destroying the ball, but not exactly pitching the best. The Sellers had a great outing in this one, too, despite that fact. Five hits, 11 hits, Smoke, but the Lansing offense pulled them out of the They scored late in this one with a pair of teeth. And then Danny Hinch would pick up his third save and flipper. So, as far as the scoring goes, Kevin Vacuna let off the scoring and opened it up in the first. They ground out. That scored Chavez Young to get it moving. To march it, his phone out to Kevin Vacuna and was just monster blast. So, fourth inning. And then, as I mentioned, running that single, scoring Taylor, and then Chavez Young pulled Pruitt in the ninth inning to really block this one up. So offense continues to be a big story for the Lugnuts, and why not? They have a ridiculous lineup. There is nowhere to hide this lineup. The lowest batting average in and out of the lineup, and a lot better player than that 216 average, which he went 2-4 yesterday with an RBI, just to put that in. So he's a big threat in the nine hole for the Lansing. As I mentioned, 2-for-3 with an RBI run scored, also stole a base. And yeah, it was the offense for the Lugnuts as they pick up. So, everybody, I know we talk about a lot with the minor leagues on this show, but there's plenty of reason. That right there should show how exciting this system is all the way through. We're also going to have a little bit of a draft show probably this afternoon, and we'll have that out for everybody to consume with your ear holes. So, they didn't want to do that part of this show prematurely without having all of the facts to make sure I provide to you. I got to do some homework before we get that show going. But the first two picks, very excited. And we'll see where all the rest of that goes. But the bloodline thing is definitely running thick through the Blue Jays planning and their drafting as they picked up even another young blood from a former Major League Baseball player as Griffin Conine, son of Florida Marlins World Series champion of back in the day, Jeff Conine the Barbarian, and solid bat for him one way or the other, tons of pop. So it'll be interesting to see where the Blue Jays go with the last few picks, and we'll bring that all to you as we mentioned. So Blue Jays have another one as the series continues today against the New York Yankees. That game is at 7 o'clock. Sonny Gray will be taking on Sam Gaviglio in a match of new versus old, as far as all the fun goes. So the Toronto Blue Jays will hope to get on track and hopefully figure out how to take a chew out of the New York Yankees and have some fun with them. Anyways, also it looks like the July 9th Sunday Night Baseball game has been reverted at this point, because ESPN is caving to the pressure that the New York Yankees were very upset about having to play a doubleheader that following Monday and do not want to have to play an evening game and then hit the road and then have to play a 1 o'clock doubleheader. I do not blame them one bit. That's slightly ridiculous, and I'm surprised the powers that be and Major League Baseball even allowed it to happen in the first place. It seemed like it should have been a no conversation to me. And me being a person that has tickets to that Sunday afternoon game, game back on. Woo! So, anyways, Blue Jays fans, this has been Craig Borden here on the Morning Mash for the Jays Birdwatching Gamecast. And submit those questions. Talk to us. We're going to have some other people jumping in on these shows in the mornings and whatnot. And we all hope you have a wonderful day. And go Blue Jays.